Jerry. Screams pealed through the trees and froze me in my tracks. After a beat, I pointed south with my rifle. There was no turning back now. The first team had made contact somewhere near the beach. We'd split up into three units, and the first team had been discovered long before we thought they would. But it changed nothing. They were the diversion, and doing a fine job judging by the heightened activity inside the compound. With any luck, they'd made it close enough to draw off most of the fire. I thumbed off my safety and nodded over my shoulder to my team. It was go time. Every nerve in my body vibrated, and I'd never felt more alive. Fear clenched my gut in an icy fist, but purpose kept me moving. Once upon a time, a guidance counselor had told me I was best suited for, well, not much of anything more than saying, "Yes, sir," but he was wrong. Lucia. Why did the zombie cross the road?
I don't know, Lucy.
To eat you?
No, because he wanted a UPS truck to pop his brains out of his skull.
The truck jumped as we ran over a zombie. Fred grabbed his side and winced.
Sorry,
I tossed over my shoulder. I didn't like the way that one was looking at me. I cracked my neck from side to side. I hurt from being awake for so many days.
We're not too far from the MacArthur camp.
I hope they have a valet service and a wheelchair handy.
Paul.
A harsh caw, caw from behind made me duck down, just as a huge blackbird swooped over my head, landed on a corpse in front of me. I watched the crow with disgust as it pecked at the face of the body, pulling out an eyeball with its sharp, evil beak. All around me a low mist, no higher than my knees, covered the soft, marshy ground I stood on. I had the axe in my hand. It felt more like an extension of me than a weapon or tool. I heard my name on the wind, the soft, gentle voice of a woman called to me. I squinted into the distance and saw her standing on a hill. She had long, dark hair that fell over her shoulders down to her elbows. She wore a simple, ankle-length dress belted at the waist, the only thing of beauty left in a desolate world. She raised her arm and beckoned to me. The crow regarded me curiously before returning to its gruesome meal. I knew then I had to go to her. To reach her meant sanctuary.
Sharon. Dawn broke through my window, finding me sprawled out on my narrow bed, with Parker snoring on his. I rose, stretched, closed the door behind me, and went to stand on the small balcony. The new light shimmered off the clear waters of Lake MacArthur and ignited a fire within the ice crystals that blanketed the ground with fine powder. It had been a week since our arrival at the lodge, and winter would be arriving soon. Once it started snowing in earnest, we would be stuck here until the thaw. This served to remind me that I needed to get some supplies. The road to the lodge was limited access, closed to public traffic. Every time I had come to the lodge, I had parked in the town of Field and took the shuttle bus. Field was a small town of less than 200 people. I had spent many hours there, playing tourist. I'd go there first. If I didn't find what I needed, then I'd drive to Golden.